高兴能够再跟美国中西部的各位华裔的弟兄姊妹相聚。
We thank the Lord for this opportunity that we can share with all those of Chinese here in this area.
在这个地区呢，我曾经拜访过 Columbus 的弟兄姊妹，Cincinnati 的弟兄姊妹，Dayton 就还没有去过，不知道有没有包括到Illinois 这些地方啊 Cleveland 我也去过等等啊，不知道有没有 Akron 来的啊。好
So I've been here before in this area, general area, to say that this Cleveland or Illinois area.
昨天是我在美国参加过这么多次夏令会或者冬令会，一次很特别、很特别的经历。
This was a very special experience that I had of all the retreats that I've attended in North America.
为着要带我们三个在芝加哥的孩子一起来，就等他们到其中有一个到昨天下午4点钟才放学，然后我们就刚刚好赶上昨天的车祸。
Yesterday, because we had to wait for our children. We have 3 children, and one of them had to school till 4:30, so we were stuck in traffic last night.
哦，真是相当丰富的经验哈！昨天在车震里面挣扎了大概有3个多小时，才从芝加哥的北部芝加哥的城北，然后才上了。这个80号公路
from north of Chicago, it took us 3.5 hours to get out to Route 80 to get out of Chicago. We were in traffic jam.
然后我们一路上怕主办的弟兄们担心呢，因为他们是我的一个错误。前天晚上他们曾经担心过一夜，怎么搞这个讲员没有出现？
because we were worried about worrying the organizers even more because they had thought that we were arriving the evening before already.
所以我们一路上曾经4次停下来想打电话联络，可是都没有结果。
And we tried 4 times to stop and to make phone calls, but without any good result.
我所有的两个电话，一只永远就是没有人接，一只永远就是哔哔哔。
Telephone was not received for some reason, and was always just beeping sound.
但是感谢赞美主，终于平安地到达了这个美丽的校园，在清晨3:30的时候。
So in the early morning at 3:30 a.m. we arrived in this beautiful campus here.
所以我们真正睡的时候已经是清晨5点多一点了。
So we only got to bed about 5 o'clock in the morning.
早晨师母叫我的时候已经是8点了。
And then I woke up at 5 a.m. 8 a.m. I woke up by my wife.
但是不管怎么样，还没有超过9点，我们就已经吃完早饭，所以现在还可以跟大家欢欢喜喜的见面啊，心中还是觉得主的恩典比难处更多。阿门。
So I'm thankful that we could be here. We're so happy here because the Lord's grace is greater than all the difficulties.
这是一个没有方向的时代。
This is a generation with no direction.
我们从前说青年人是失迷的一代。
We often talk about the young people being a lost generation.
但现在我发现好多成年人也没有差多远。
But now I find that the adults really are not much different.
说你干嘛来美国？说你干嘛读那么多年的书，读到头发都白了？你干嘛赚那么多钱？你干嘛买那么多房子？你问到底。
You ask people and you ask them, well, why do you come to America? Why do you earn so much money? Why do you get your doctorate? Why is your hair so white, etc.?
实在没有答案。
And yet there's no answer.
我前几天在台湾看到一篇小文章。
I saw an article in a newspaper in Taiwan just very recently.
有一位年轻人被问到你打算做什么。
And the young person was asked, what do you intend to do?
他的回答跟大部分的人都差不太多，不过他最后的结论是叫人吓一跳。
His answer was not that much different from others, but his final answer was surprising.
他说我要努力，我 我的目标当然是建国中学了，建国中学完了就台大，台大完了就是留美了，然后那个方帽子戴上了，然后我要娶到最美丽最漂亮最聪明最乖最听话的老婆了，然后就生一个到两个孩子了，然后到 OK
你问他很好的是他们都说 high school to college 台北 university and then come to America to study and get a good very good wife and the children etc.
然后到四十或者五十岁这个时候就潇潇洒洒的自杀走了。
And then he said at 40 I would in very very relaxed, very calm way, I would just take my own life.
他说我才不愿意像有一些老伯伯老妈妈老婆婆他们活得那么辛苦。
I don't want to live like some of the older men and women, they live so, in such a difficult circumstance.
我也是六十开外的人了哈，所以你们头发灰白的人不要太难过，我不是讲你们。
For those who are more senior, don't worry because I am also a gray head and beyond 60.
啊，他说我才不要像那么多好像孤单的、寂寞的、继续活在迷茫中的老人那样，我四五十岁的时候，我自己潇潇洒洒的走掉了。
That, I don't really want to live like those people who be really old and lonely and with no one to with them and I just want to go when I'm young and vibrant in the 40s.
这是什么标杆?
And what kind of goal is indeed this?
这是什么意义?
And what kind of meaning is this?
这就是人之所以为人的目标吗?
Is this the goal that a man is man?
他至少犯了两个大错误。
And these are two major mistakes that this person's made.
第一，他很潇洒地走了，他的太太孩子要怎么办
？And indeed, if he really goes in his 40s just like that, then what about his wife and children?
第二
，And secondly,
他忘记了，谁敢担保他活到四十或者五十
？Secondly, who can guarantee that he will live to 40 and 50?
说不定三十岁以前就要了他的命。
Maybe 30 years of age, he already has lost his life.
不要说房子，连一个房间还没有买到。
He may not even have bought one home.
也可能他就是死不了。
And maybe he doesn't really get to really die that way.
听说从前有个人下决心要自杀，所以他准备了一条绳子，准备了一包毒药。然后跑到河边去。
And there was a story of a person who wanted to commit suicide. I had a rope ready, had a poison ready, went to a river.
而且我忘了，还带了一把手枪。
And still, I also had an extra gun.
他把毒药吞到肚子里去，然后把他的颈子挂在那条绳子所编的，就是那个树上的一个绳环上面。
And so he took his took the poison, took it in, and put himself on a with a rope and stuff onto a tree.
然后拿起手枪来，砰一枪。
And took his gun to his head and shot.
他心里想，毒药毒不死，上吊也吊死，上吊吊不死，手枪也打死，手枪打不死，最后掉到河里也淹死。
He said, if a poison doesn't kill me, the rope will kill me. If the rope doesn't kill me, the gunshot will kill me. And if that still doesn't work, I'll just drown in the river.
最后很不幸都没死。
And but all of that didn't allow him to die.
因为他那一枪打歪了，打了绳子了。
Because his gunshot didn't shoot well and shot the rope.
所以他掉到河里，一喝水又把胃里的毒药又吐出来了。
And so he was dumped in the water because he was in the water. He started to vomit. He vomited out all the poison.
然后又碰那个胳膊的，硬把他从河里头拉上来。
And then someone was very nice and took him out of the water.
所以，要死也没那么简单。
And so it's not that easy to die.
哎，我好像是用笑话的方式来讲。
Maybe it sounds as if I'm trying to be humorous.
但是我想，大家都做过人，对不对哈？
But I think all of us have become humans, are humans.
说这里面包括了多少的无奈。
And so there's really a lot of things which are just awkward and difficult in life.
我们不想做的，很多事必须做。
And there's a lot of things we need to do, we don't want to do, but we need to.
但是我们做了一大堆，不知道为什么。
And then we do a lot of things that we're doing and we don't really realize why we're doing it.
人只是想活着，继续活下去，好死不如赖活着，赖活活下去为着什么呢？不知道。
We want to live and then we want to die and we want to die and we can't want to die and it's just we don't really know why we're living.
所以我非常钦佩这一次我们大会的同工所定的这么一个主题。
And so I really appreciate the organizers of this meeting with this theme that we are given.
当然这个书法也是第一流的。
calligraphy is just super too.
奔向就标杆
striving towards a goal.
这个圣经记载保罗这位大使徒所写的腓立比书第三章。
In Philippians, the great apostle Paul, he wrote in chapter 3.
请我们打开看一看。
Let's turn to it.
新约圣经腓立比书第三章。
And the New Testament, Book of Philippians, chapter 3.
像我这种两段式的中文本呢，是279面。但是如果是英汉对照的，我就不知道是第几面了。
Philippians is in the New Testament, about one half of the way.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们先看第十四节
Verse 14.
三章十四节
3:14.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑。
Pressing on toward that goal.
在中文上把它写得优美一点，就是奔向标杆。
In the Chinese translation, it speaks in a very beautiful way. It is striving, it is running directly towards that goal.
这的确是非常非常美好的一个主题。
Indeed, this is a very, very beautiful theme.
但是我觉得我们不应该只是欣赏它的美好。
But we don't just appreciate and just view this the beauty of this statement.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
This is also a very important problem and method and theme.
千万不要活了大半辈子，甚至于到临死都还没有找到这个标杆。
We just trust that you will not live your life and still not understand that you need to go for this goal.
但是这句话它是有前后文的。
And yet, this statement has its context.
或者我应该从腓立比书这一卷的背景来讲起。
Let me just talk about the background of this book of Philippians.
我们知道有四卷新约的书信称为监狱书信。
We know that there are four epistles called the epistles from jail, the jail apostles, the prison apostles.
那就是
prison epistles.
那就是使徒保罗他被关在罗马监狱中所写的。
And that is when Paul was imprisoned in Roman jails, he wrote it.
他犯了什么罪吗
？And what sort of sin did he commit?
没有
，none.
他说我是为主基督缘故。做了带锁链的福音的使者。
I am imprisoned in chains for the Lord as a messenger of the gospel.
他完全为传福音的缘故触怒了当时的执政者。
And because of his preaching of the gospel, he infuriated the authorities at that time.
有些是宗教的领袖，有
some were religious authorities.
有些是政治的领袖。
Some were political authorities.
用莫须有的罪名把他下了监。
And they put him in a jail without any clear condemnation.
他在监牢里，人可以被捆绑，他的道不会被捆绑。
Even though he was in prison and he was in chains physically, yet his gospel could not be imprisoned.
所以他仍然用文字把神的话、把神的道释放出来。
And so indeed, he continued with his words and with his writings to take the God's word out.
其中有一卷就是《腓立比书》。
And one of them is the book of Philippians.
这一卷书，公认乃是一本非常非常喜乐的 一封信。
This epistle indeed is recognized as the epistle of joy.
短短的四章圣经里有十八次提到喜乐。
In four chapters of Philippians, there are 18 mentions of the word joy.
哇，喜乐，喜乐！保罗说，我再说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Rejoice, rejoice! I say to you, rejoice in the Lord.
你不要想，大概有一位年老的教授，已经退休了，拿了很高的退休金，坐在自己那个乡村的别墅里。摇在他的 rocket chair 上面，然后再写一些信给他的晚辈说，要喜乐，要喜乐，退休以后多喜乐。
This is not a retired professor who's got his retirement money and is sitting out in his villa in his rocking chair and writing rejoice, rejoice.
哦，年老的保罗被关在罗马惨无人道的监狱里。
And this elderly Paul is now imprisoned in a Roman jail and in very difficult circumstances writing this.
而且是很冤枉的。
And he did not deserve to be there.
他是罗马的公民。
He was even a Roman citizen.
那是许多那个时候的犹太人想得都没得到的。
Many Jewish people wanted to have that privilege and they didn't have it.
竟然以没有罪名的罪名把他下了监。
And even with no crime, no mention of a crime, he was in a jail.
如果我来写这封信的话，
And if I were to write this letter,
我十八次要提到的不是喜乐，是冤枉啊，冤枉！我靠主的，我要奉主的名劝你们要常常喊冤枉。
If I was writing this letter, I would say, really, I don't deserve it, I don't deserve it, and this is really undeserved.
但是感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
这一位有标杆的保罗
，and this Paul with his goal，
他知道他已经更接近达到终点了。
He knew that he was even closer to the destination point.
而且眼看着那个奖杯已经在等他了。
And he knew that the reward was awaiting him.
所以他说：“喜乐，再喜乐。
”And so he said, "Rejoice, rejoice again." I say, "Rejoice."
我虽然不是说我已经得着了，但是我还是忘记背后，努力面前的，朝着这个标杆直跑。
And he said, "Even though I know I haven't obtained it yet, I know that I'm going to go straight for that goal."
那你说这个标杆是什么呢
？And so he said, "What indeed is that goal?"
就是那个奖杯吗？
Is that the reward that's waiting us?
哎呀，我常常看到有些父母很骄傲，把他儿女得的奖杯一大柜子一大排，整个房间变成垃圾箱差不多，都是那些奖杯奖牌。
Sometimes I see parents that are so proud of their children because all the trophies they've won, they've put them all over the house, filling the entire house.
如果只是这些奖杯的话，整个人生为着这个奖杯而奔跑，是不是还是有点不太值得
？If indeed that's all we're seeking for in this world, and we're just striving for this kind of thing, it's not worth it.
奥林匹克运动会又快要开始了。
The Olympics are beginning.
我们记得有一位选手，奥林匹克的选手吗？
One of the Olympic athletes.
那一处后来拍成一出电影叫《火战车》，对不对
？You remember the movie called Chariots of Fire?
哦，他虽然可以得到世界上的奖杯，但是他更愿意以天上的标杆为他人生的方向。
Even though he could have obtained the award from man, he preferred the goal that is from heaven.
保罗正是一位属灵的好的选手。
And Paul indeed is a spiritual athlete.
他说：“我只有一件事。”
And he said, "There's just one thing."
忘记背后。
And to forget what lies behind.
努力面前。
And to strive of to
向着标杆直跑。
Pressing on towards that goal.
要得到什么呢
？And what does he want to obtain?
不是得到奖杯。
And not to obtain the reward.
不是得到奖金。
Not to obtain the reward of the outcome.
不是得到一些属地属人的荣耀。
Not the glory that just comes from the world.
乃是要得到上帝在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
But this is the upward call, the reward that comes, the call that comes from Jesus Christ in God Himself.
到底这个奖赏是什么
？And what indeed is this a reward, the prize?
单单以本章这个腓立比第三章来说，他已经讲得非常的清楚。
And in chapter 3 of Philippians, it says it very clearly.
所以我们这三个早晨就要从这三方面来讲到这一个标杆是什么。
And so we'd like to talk about this aspect in three sessions. What is this goal?
大会的同工非常的尽忠心，也非常的对讲员非常的严格，很早就要我们交功课了。
The organizers are very efficient and very meticulous. They wanted us very early on to do our homework, and we've given you the titles here.
我想讲员应该被要求这样做。
I think that speakers should be requested to do this.
所以这一份的讲纲已经在你的手册里面。
And so you really have the outline of my talk.
这三个早晨，我跟大家提到这三方面。
Let me just describe the three aspects.
第一讲，奔向基督。
The first one is to strive towards Christ.
第二讲，进入完全。
And second one is to enter into perfection.
第三讲，追求国度。
Third is to strive for the kingdom.
我每一个项目后面都附着圣经节。
And we have Bible verses after each theme.
这三样都是根据腓立比第三章里面的经文而摘录出来的。
And these are obtained from Philippians chapter 3.
这三样就是保罗他心目中的标杆。
And so these are indeed the goals that Paul has.
其实不但是保罗，也是主耶稣，也是彼得、雅各、约翰这一些古圣徒们他们共同的标杆。
The same goal for Christ, for Paul, for Peter, for James, all of the apostles of the age.
我们靠主的恩典，一天过一天的来看他。
And so, with the grace of God, we will be going through these one by one.
今天早晨，我们首先。来讲到奔向基督。
And so today we talk about striving towards Christ.
基督就是保罗在这里所说的一个标杆。
And so Paul says here that Christ indeed is the goal.
是值得他用一生的功夫来追求的。
And so he wants to have his entire life to strive towards Christ.
我们非常熟悉的一节经文，好多基督徒都会背，对不对？
Many Christians know how to memorize this particular verse.
我们回头从第七节来看。
From verse 7 onwards.
第七和第八。
7 and 8.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read it together.
我先用中文读一遍，然后再请曾医师用曾长老带你们读读英文 OK 第七第八节请只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝
Verse 7, 8, but whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
我们再看第十节和十一节。
Let's turn to verse 10 and 11 too.
十节到十二节。
10 and to 12.
我们一起念使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死或者我也得以从死里复活这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his deathin order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which I also was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
你看这一位主忠心的仆人，他用最强烈的字眼来表达他 他内心的一种渴望。
This faithful servant of God, he expressed himself in such forceful terms in order to express God's message here.
有一件事使他可以丢弃万事，都看着粪土那样的没有价值。
This is one thing that he was willing to throw away everything in order that this of could be obtained.
哦，那这件事该是多么样的宝贵
！And so, how wonderful this is.
他称之为至宝，就是宝中之宝。
Because he called this a surpassing value, the value of great beyond all value.
哦，这件事就是使我认识基督。
And that is for him to know Christ Jesus.
认识基督就是我们人生的一个标杆啊。
And so knowing Christ Jesus indeed is a goal of our life.
我们奔向标杆就是奔向对基督有更多、更多、更深、更完美、更丰富的认识。
Know Jesus means that we are striving forward in order to know Him, to know Him deeply, to know Him more, to know all His abundance.
我从小信耶稣到现在快要满五十年了。
And when I was a child, I became a believer, and so I've been a believer for more than 50 years.
刚才也介绍我传道已经超过四十年了。
And even in my ministry work, I've already done it for more than 40 years.
我在神学院里面做教导的工作也已经超过二十年了。
And teaching in the seminary already, it's been more than 20 years.
请原谅，我不是要告诉你这些年数有什么了不起。如果我没有为这个标杆而活，我就是一百、两百年也是空空啊。
Forgive me, I don't mean to sort of brag about these years, but it's just to make the point that if I did all of this, even as more than 100 years, they would be useless if I wasn't striving towards this goal.
我信主耶稣这样这半个世纪以来，以及我服侍主这么多年来，我们所学的，我们所教导的，我们鼓励大家一起努力的，无非就是在这个标杆上。
My believing, my teaching, my encouraging of others towards this, all of this is indeed directed towards this goal.
所以当我接到陆弟兄的电话，后来他又告诉我这个主题之后，我非常的兴奋。我说啊，对，这就是我要跟大家一起追求的方向。
So when I received a call from Brother Cyrus Liu and said that this was the theme of the topic to come, I really was so excited because I felt that this was indeed the message I wanted to give.
什么叫奔向标杆呢？
And what does it mean to strive towards that goal?
简单的一句话
in a very simple way,
就是刚才我们读过的第三章第十节第一句话
and indeed it's chapter 3 verse 10 the first phrase there
使我认识基督
so that I may know him
使我认识基督
so that I may know him
大家一起说这句话好不好一二三使我认识基督再一遍
that I may know Christ
阿们希望这几天你无论走路无论吃饭无论休息无论散步甚至于你睡觉你做梦你讲梦话都讲这句好不好
I hope that you will through the next few days no matter whether eating, sitting down, walking or to sleeping even your dreams will dream of this word phrase
哪一句啊
What is the phrase? I know Christ
Amen 英文
Amen That I may know Christ
That I mayKnow Christ. 我们大家一起说
That I may know Christ.
Amen. Hey, Amen 什么意思啊
What does Amen mean?
有个小孩子说爸爸我知道 Amen 就是散会了
A child said to his father I know what Amen means. Amen means end of service.
对啊每次做礼拜最后牧师说愿主耶稣基督恩惠上帝的慈爱圣灵感动与我们同在阿们阿们散会
indeed at the end of the service as a pastor gives his benediction blessings on everyone then the choir sings amen amen
不是散会没有那么快还早了
we're not at the end of the service too early
我们真是需要说从心里说这个 Amen 这个 Amen 这是一个 confirmation 这是我们心中的一个确定使一起说使我认识基督一起说
Let's do it again That I may know Christ
In English
That I may know Christ
Amen
Amen From our hearts
其实主耶稣很看重这个问题
Indeed, Christ very much emphasizes this particular aspect.
你记得有一次啊，这些文士法利赛人都围过来要找麻烦来问问题。
One day, the scribes and the Pharisees came to harass Jesus.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们在各地为主做见证，也会有这样的经历，对不对？碰到有人，问问题，但是他不怀好意的，他是找你麻烦的，有没有？
Do you have experience when you're witnessing around the country that you might meet some people who come to talk to you, not to indeed to learn, but really to give you more trouble?
可不可以纳税给该撒？
Can you give our taxes to Caesar?
最好现在也有人问我们 income tax 要不要给啊？
Maybe someone asked me today that should we give income taxes?
最好有牧师说不需要了，因为那是地上的东西。
Should that be a pastor would say that no need because these are things of the world?
哎，他们就来问这位牧师啊，问主耶稣说要不要给，要不要纳税啊？
And so they came to ask this pastor, this rabbi, Jesus, and said, "Shall we give our taxes to Caesar?"
又有一个来问说，哎，一个人娶了七个老婆。哎，我说错了，一个妻子嫁了七个丈夫怎么办？
There was one who asked a question. What if a woman was married sequentially to seven husbands?
而且这七个又是兄弟，到底他是谁啊？
And these are all seven brothers. So what would indeed who does she belong to?
她是嫂子还是弟媳妇儿？
which one does she actually is she married to?
所以他们老外很简单，都是 sister-in-law 一样。
In English, it's easier. They're all sister-in-law, brother-in-law.
哎，去找这些古里八怪根本没有存在的问题来问主耶稣了。
And so this kind of question is just a frivolous kind of question to ask him.
然后又有一个人问，哎，六法全书里面哪一条最大？
Someone asked him of all the books of the law, of the laws that are there, which one is the most important law?
我们都晓得，结果主耶稣都一一的为他们解答，叫他们心服口服。
And so you know that Jesus Christ taught them, responded them in a very good way, so that each one of them was satisfied.
但是你不要想，如果你想主耶稣只会回答问题，只会挨打，那你就想错了。
But if you think that Jesus Christ can only answer questions and he was tolerating all these beatings and torture, then you're wrong.
主耶稣会反攻大陆的。
Because Jesus could start a revolt, start a fight.
他反过来问一个问题说。
And he would turn around, turn the tables and ask a question.
论到基督，你们的意见怎么样啊？
He says, what about Christ? What is your feeling about this?
他是大卫的后裔吗？
Is he indeed the descendant of David?
那大卫为什么要称他为主呢？
And why is it that David calls him Lord?
哪里有个老阿公称孙子做主啊？有没有？
And how is it that an ancestor could call a descendant Lord?
傻了眼了，全傻了。
And so they were stupefied.
对，你们会问政治问题。
So they could ask the political questions.
你们会问社会问题。
You can ask societal questions.
你们会研究法律问题。
You can ask about legal questions.
经济问题、教育问题、
educational problems,
娱乐问题。
哇，
你们在大学里面有几百个系研究各种问题，但是我现在问你们，论到基督，你们的意见怎么样？
And so you're knowledgeable about so many aspects, so many things to study in college and all these different things.But do you know what Christ, who Christ is?
请问你们各位饱学的、博览群书的各位学者们，你们的大学里、你们的研究所里有基督系吗？
And, in all your many, many studies that you have of all the different kinds of things that you study about, do you study about Christ, the Christ book?
有没有一个叫 Department of Christ? 有没有这一系啊？
Is there such a department, Department of Christ?
哎呦，你大概教神学教太久了，你满脑子都是神学。哎呦，我们现在已经不来这套了。
He said, "Well, you're just a theologian. You're always studying about these things, and so, but we don't consider these anymore."
亲爱的各位，我们现在这三天就专门来这套。
Dear brothers and sisters, these 3 days, we are onto this theme.
我们就是要来好好的奔向标杆呢。
We want to indeed strive for this goal.
而这个标杆就是基督的自己。
And this goal indeed is Christ himself.
当主耶稣呼召了十二门徒跟随他之后，
And when Christ called these 12 apostles to follow him,
走着走着的半路上来个临时抽考。
On the way, something happened.
你知道做学生最怕老师忽然间抽考，对不对？
Oh, and suddenly, there was a sudden test by the teacher.
大家议论纷纷，说我是谁？你们讲得出来吗？
And so he said to them, he said, the people are all talking about me, who I am, and who do you think I am?
他们说有人讲你是以利亚，因为你能力很大，有人讲你比较年轻，可能是耶利米。
And some people say that you're Elijah because you're so powerful, and others think you're Jeremiah because you're so young.
有的人说哎呀管他的，大概总是先知里的一位吧。
And some said, well, yeah, it doesn't matter, you're just one of the prophets.
这是第一题。
And this is number one question.
第二题。
Second question.
你们说我是谁？
And was, who do you think I am?
你不是已经跟随我了吗？
You already followed after me.
你被称为耶稣基督的门徒，哇，这个 title 不错。
You already been called the apostles of Christ. This is a pretty good title.
你们既然上了我的班，跟了我的路，你们说我是谁呢？
And you already followed me, listened to my lectures, and who do you think I am?
圣经记载说，彼得就回答了。
And so the Bible tells us that Peter he responded.
但是我不太有把握，彼得还没回答以前有多么长的一个 silence， 不晓得。
Of course, we do not really know what period of silence that Peter may have had before he responded.
如果主耶稣今天早上也问我们大家，你们说我基督是谁呢？你怎么回答？
Indeed, if Christ today asks all of us here, he says, who do you think that I am? What would be your response?
说不定这十几位，哇，跟着主耶稣一路啊，奔走啊，哇，传福音啊，医病啊，赶鬼啊，医病病好，赶鬼鬼跑，哇，很兴奋啊。
And maybe all these 12 apostles have been following Jesus for such a long time, the healing and driving up demons and doing all those wonderful things.
没想到主耶稣忽然问这么一个问题。
And we would not have thought that Christ was going to ask him this question.
哎，假若您的令尊大人忽然问你，孩子啊，你博士学位也得到了，你知道你爸爸是谁吗？
If the old man, your father said to you, he said, you are finished your doctorate degree, and now he turns around and asks you, he says, who do you think that I am?
你当然不能说，你就是我爸爸。
So you know that the answer is not that you are my father.
还有什么更多一点吗？
What more to say?
你福建人？
Maybe you're Fukienese.
你没有很多钱。
You don't have much money.
你有个老婆就是我妈。
You have a wife who's my mother.
当然，你爸爸不会要你回答这种答案的。
And you know that your father is not expecting this sort of answer from you.
所以那些门徒都傻了。
And so these apostles were really dumbfounded.
还好。忽然间他们中间的老大那个班长得到天父的打 pass， 他得到天父的打 pass， 他回答说，你是基督，你是活神的儿子。
And so Peter the captain of the group indeed by the inspiration of God he said to him that you are the Christ, you are the son of the living God.
耶稣说，这不是人告诉你的，这是我天上的父打 pass 给你的，对不对？
And so Jesus said, this is not man telling you, but this is God giving you this instruction.
哎，我不是说笑话，请问你真的认识你父亲吗？
Do you really know your father?
当然，我们大概不到一岁就知道哪一个是我的父亲了，对不对？
Sure, of course, by 1 year of age, you kind of know who is your father.
但是大概到了几岁，你才知道父亲的名字叫什么？
And then about what age do you know the name of your father?
你不能说我寄信给在台湾我的爸爸说，不可以的，你一定要写他的名字，对不对？
And so if you want to send a letter to your father, you have to write your father's name on the letter. You can't.
然后你知道你爸爸有过什么样的学历吗？他念过哪些书吗？
You know what kind of learning he's had, what kind of books he's read?
你知道你爸爸喜欢喝茶还是咖啡？
You know whether your father likes a coffee or tea?
如果是喝茶，是哪一种茶叶？
What kind of tea leaf would he like?
是龙井的香片，是乌龙茶。
Does he like oolong tea or whatever kind of tea?
我不是说笑话。
I'm not joking about this.
等到我也慢慢老了，我的孩子有一天忽然跟我讲一句话。
As I was getting old, as I was getting old, my son told me one day.
My daughter.
My daughter.
爸爸，你好像越来越像公公了。
So you are getting very much to be like a grandpa.
因为公公还活在世上的时候，他们很小。
Because when grandpa was living, they were still very young.
爸爸很年轻。
So dad was very young then.
所以他们印象中的爸爸跟公公好像差得很远。
And so their feeling about their father and their grandfather, they were quite different.
现在公公不在了，爸爸也越来越像公公了。
But since grandfather is now passed on, then father becomes more like grandfather.
有一次在爸爸节，我接到我儿子的一封一张贺卡，贺我的生日。
And one day on the Father's Day, I received a Father's Day card from my son, and I saw it.
因为我的生日跟爸爸节很相近，他们常常就是寄一张就够了。
Because my birthday is actually very close to Father's Day, and so they just need to send one.Hard for both.
哇，我儿子有两句话把我的心真是摸到了，我好感动啊！
There was one phrase that really touched me very much.
他说我越长大，我就越知道你侍奉神的价值。
And so he said that as I grow older, I understand the value of your serving the Lord.
他说，最近他又寄一张卡来说，我以做少牧师的儿子为荣。
Recently, Brother Nathan said that I consider that as a son of Reverend Shaw, I feel that to be a glory, to be a privilege.
哇，儿子认识父亲够吗？
Is it enough that the son knows his father?
如果我对他说，儿子啊，你爸爸还有很好几招你还不知道呢。
What if I said to my son, I said, I have a few more things that you don't know about.
是的，亲爱的各位，我深深知道你们绝大部分的人都认识基督了。
I know that indeed, most of you know Christ.
你填那些表格的时候，你的 religion, 你一定会填基督教，对不对？
If you are filling out any forms, you would most likely fill out that you're Christian.
甚至教会要你填表格，你也会填说我是1973年受洗的。
Or you might indeed fill out in your form from the church that I was baptized in 1973.
但是保罗说，我们不可以以为自己已经得着了。
And Paul says we cannot consider that I have already obtained it.
我们需要对基督有更深的认识。
We need to have indeed a greater knowledge of Christ.
不要忘记，保罗怎么能够成为基督徒呢？
And don't forget that how does Paul become a Christian?
他从前不是无神论者。
He was not a person who was atheistic before.
他以前是很相信上帝的。
Before he was very much a believer in God.
但是他不相信基督。
But he did not know Christ.
你说宇宙间有一位神，这位独一的真神我可以接受，可是你说那个木匠铺子里头出来一个年轻人，他就是神，你简直胡说八道，没有学问。
He would have known that there was a great God, a great creator of the entire universe, but didn't know that there was a God that was in the carpenter's shop. He would have said, this is ridiculous.
哎，我保罗是相当有学问的，你不知道。
Paul, as we have said, I am a very learned man.
我在加玛列的门下受了最高等的最严谨的这个教导的。
And I have been instructed with the most strict instructions under the feet on the at the feet of Gamaliel.
而且我在希腊文化的圈子里，在罗马政治的圈子里，在犹太基在希伯来宗教的圈子里，我都是有头有脸也有鼻子耳朵的人呢、啊。
I'm well learned in the Greek culture and literature and the Roman organizational teachings and also in the Jewish religious teachings.
你以为你们随便这么乱讲一下，你们这些凡夫走卒所信的这个木匠的儿子就叫我信吗？真是门都没有，你去吧你。
And how could you try to convince me of following after this carpenter that is teaching all these?
各位很有学问的，你从前也有这种态度吗？
And all of you who are very learned, have you had this sort of attitude before?
在这里有些长辈，你们可能过去在政府、在商界、在哪一界都是响当当的人物，你们也曾经对耶稣有过这种态度吗？
You may have been the more senior people here may have been involved in government and organizations, and you feel that have you had this sort of attitude before you became a believer?
所以保罗深深的感觉，使我认识基督是多么重要。
And so Paul was very convinced that it was so very important to know Christ.
他信上帝，不信基督。
And he believed in Christ, believed in God at the time, and he didn't believe in Jesus.
所以他逼迫教会。
And so he persecuted the church.
所以他捉拿基督徒下监牢，甚至于杀害他们。
He arrested the Christians, put them in jail, and indeed killed them.
一直到有一天，基督亲自向他显现。
Until Christ himself one day personally showed himself to him.
保罗，保罗，你为什么逼迫我
？Paul, Paul, why do you persecute me?
主啊，你是谁呀、啊、
？And Paul would exclaim and say, Lord, who are you?
我就是你所迫害的耶稣。
And Christ answered and said, I am he that you have persecuted.
哎呀，保罗这是惊天一个霹雳。
And Paul indeed is
一个很好的阳光充满的天，忽然打雷了，好像是这样。
It seems like there was just like a one big lightning or one big sort of event that happened at that time for Paul.
他想这个耶稣，这年这个三十几岁已经过去了，已经被淘汰掉了。
He thought that well, Jesus was just somebody who had been just eliminated at the age of 33.
哎呀，这个世界上这种招摇闯骗的事情也常常有的。不过昙花一现，很快的来，很快的去了。
About this teaching that he is a son of God and all that, this is just ridiculous teaching.
Oh, 还说他就是旧约里面所一再预言的弥赛亚，弥赛亚来像这个样吗
？And they say that he is a Messiah, or that's prophesied in the Old Testament. Would the Messiah come like this?
Oh, 圣经明明说以弥赛亚来是很荣耀的，哪里会生在一个马槽里啊？又臭又脏的，像什么样子？
Indeed, the Old Testament would prophesy the Messiah was coming in all his glory, and how could he be born in a manger and all smelly and stinking?
而且你看吧，多行不义必自毙，三十几岁就完蛋了，有什么了不起
？And at the age of 33, at such a young age, he would just be eliminated.
还有那么多人相信他，你看这些人是不是迷信啊？
And so, still, so many people believe in him. Are all these people just superstitious?
所以这些人只有一个地方可以去，就是送他们去做监牢，没有用的。这些人是社会上的败类，是万民中的渣滓。
And these are just a garbage of society, and we should just get rid of all these people and put them in jail.
但是没有想到，他所认为已经死了。过去了的耶稣忽然向他说话。
And he could not have imagined that the Christ that he thought had died and that was eliminated and now was appearing to him personally.
而且你注意，耶稣基督不是说保罗，保罗，你为什么迫害我的信徒
？And Christ did not say to Saul at the time that Saul, why do you persecute these Christians?
他是说你为什么迫害我？
He said, "Why do you persecute me?"
哎呀，他说，天哪，这耶稣我好像还没见过哎。哎，保罗是比较后辈一点。我哪里有迫害过耶稣啊？那一天他在哥哥他钉十字架，我没有份哦。哎，怎么可以说我逼害他自己呢
？And Paul could have said that. How could I say this? He say that I persecuted him because I did not was not involved in the crucifixion of Christ.
这好像你走在。纽约的 Wall Street， 你在街上不小心踩到一个人的脚。
It's like if you're walking along Wall Street in New York and you step on somebody's feet。
忽然从35层楼打开一个窗子，说，伸出一个头来说：“喂，你走路不长眼睛了？你怎么踩到我的脚了
？”And then somebody sticks his head out of 34th story window and shouts down and says, "Hi, how come you stepping on my toes?"
哇，那个房子真是像墙那么高，你一直看，一直看，一直看，一直看，哇，你是谁呀、啊？你怎么头在35层啊？这个脚在地上啊
And so you can imagine this person looking up until he gets to the 35th story and he sees this person up there and he says, how come you're so tall and your feet are still down here?
最后只好倒下去了。
And so he just falls down prostrate.
这就是大树的扫罗 第一次遇见基督所发生的故事。
So this is what happened to Saul, Saul of Tarsus, as he met Christ. This was his impact.
他以为在地上抓几个信耶稣的迷信的人, 这个没什么了不起。
He thought that he could grab a few of these Christians and these superstitious people, and this is not something really that significant.
没有想到, 这一位耶稣却从天上向他责问。
Not to think that Christ would indeed appear from him from heaven and ask him and put him up to task.
第一，耶稣没有死。
First, Christ was not dead.
他还活着。
And he was still alive.
他还会讲话。
And he could still speak.
假如你忽然间打电话回去，是你外婆接的。
And you
你说，喂，外婆，你还没有死啊？ 对，5年前听说你都埋葬了，怎么还会打电话？
Maybe if you call back home and then your grandmother answers the phone and says, wait, I thought you died 5 years ago.
耶稣没有死。
Christ was not dead.
还会讲话。
And he could still speak.
第二,
and the second thing,
这位耶稣太大了。
This Christ Jesus was too great.
顶天立地。
And he was in heaven and yet on earth.
他的头在天上。 他的脚还在地上。
His head was in heaven and his feet were on the ground.
不但是脚啊, 他的手啊, 他的肚肠啊, 都在地上。
And his hands and his body were still on the earth.
基督是教会的元首。
Because Christ indeed is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体。
And Christ, the church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
Filling all that is in all in this earth.
你惹得起吗? 你敢惹他吗? 你敢得罪他吗?
Would you want to provoke him?
打狗的看主人，对不对?
Even if you want to go against a dog, you would look at the face of his master.
保罗垮台了。
And Paul indeed was just dumbfounded.
主啊, 我怎么办呢?
And Paul said, Lord, what shall I do?
你还是进到大马色去吧, 你本来不是想去的吗?
And the Lord said, you go to Damascus, weren't you going there anyway?
到那边有基督徒会告诉你应该怎么办?
And when you're there, there'll be Christians who tell you what to do.
我觉得上帝有的时候真的很幽默。
I think that God is indeed a very humorous God.
哎呀，你人家问两个问题，第一个主啊你是谁？第二我怎么办？你看主耶稣卖关子，只答第一个问题答了，第二个问题留的给到城里有教会的人来向他回答。
And he answered the first question, who are you? And the second question, what should I do? He said, you go to the city, and there'll be Christians who will tell you what to do.
而那些人正是他。 把他们看作是迷信的，是落伍的，他要到城里去抓他们的，就是那些人要反过来向他们负荆请罪，要向他们以尊就教啊！对不起，这些中文太深了，就是说向他们承认他的错，而且请他们帮助。
And so indeed, he was sent to these people, that he thought were superstitious, backward people that he was going to arrest, and now he was going to go down as if he was going to ask for their compassion and their help, even though he was like a father to them.
你所最看不起的基督徒，你所认为最无聊的教会，却是将来你最蒙恩的地方。
And this church that he felt so despised and he thought that it was just worthless, this was the one that he would be blessed.
哎，请问我有没有讲到你自己的故事啊？
And so have I talked about your story?
对对对，我从前就是这样。
And so I was like this too.
我从前在 Cincinnati, 我看这两个医生大概都有点毛病。
When I was in Cincinnati, I thought, well, these are two doctors, they must have a problem.
哎呀，一个雷医师成天的也不看病，他专门讲圣灵充满；还有一个曾医师嘛。
So they said, well, this Dr. Louis, he just talks about the gospel all the time. He doesn't even do his own work. And this Dr. Tseng, we don't know what to say.
但是有一天，可能。
你到最过不去的时候，最后上帝还是带领你去找他们两个医生，不是医你身体的病，是医你心灵的病。
And yet you would still, when you have a problem, you would go to approach them not for your physical illnesses, but for your spiritual illnesses.
有没有很多人找你看心灵的病？有啊，一定有啊。
Yeah, that people will go for you for spiritual advice.
哦，亲爱的各位，基督教乃是基督。
We know that indeed Christianity is Christ.
基督教这个字本来圣经里没有的。
And in the Bible, you will find that this word Christianity is not there.
有 Christ 没有 Christianity， 没有后面那几个字母是人加上去的。
There is Christ, but there is no Christianity. This is a word that was phrased afterwards.
是那些神学家加上去的。
These are theologians who apply this term.
我们只有基督。
There is only Christ.
我们也真是需要基督。
And we need Christ.
我们需要认识他。
And we need to know him.
我们需要得着他。
We need to obtain him.
我们需要爱他。
We need to love him.
我们需要跟随他。
And we need to follow him.
我们来侍奉他。
And we need to serve him.
我们让他充满。
And that he would fill us.
然后让他从我们身上彰显出来。
And then through us he will be manifested.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
这是你跟我的标杆。
This is the goal that you and I are going after.
请问你对基督认识的够吗？
Do you really know about Christ?
这位老年的保罗，他到年长，到灵命这么高深的时候，他还是说，我不是说我已经得着了。
And this elderly Paul, even though he has strived so many years, he said that it is not that I have obtained already.
他得着什么？
What did he obtain?
难道说他信耶稣信了几十年还不敢说已经得救了吗？
You can't say that after all these years of serving the Lord, he still is not saved.
这个不是得救的问题。
This is not a problem of salvation.
这个不是得永生的问题。
This is not a problem of obtaining salvation.
他所说我不敢说已经得着了，这个所得着的就是对基督那个完满的认识。
It's not about this part of salvation, but it is that he's obtained the maturity, the fullness, the perfection of Christ.
在他所写的以弗所书第一章第十七节，也是说使我们真知道他。
And so in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, he also talks about that we truly will know him.
他借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，照明我们心中的眼睛，使我们真的知道他。
So the spirit of wisdom and revelation will indeed give us eyes of enlightenment, so that we will indeed know him.
难道还有假知道吗？
Is there actually a false knowledge of Christ?
这不是真和假。
This is not a question of true or false.
在希腊文原文里面，这个 knowledge 前面有一个字叫做 epi， 这个希腊文的意思等于英文的 full， 就是完全的意思。
In the knowledge, in the word knowledge in Greek, the word epi is applied before it, which means a full knowledge.
我们要对基督有完满的认识。
And we need to have a perfect knowledge of Christ.
我们刚信主的时候，认为他是救罪人的救主。
As we believe in Jesus, we know that He is a savior of sinners.
我们做基督徒有缺乏、有困难的时候啊，我们慢慢认识他是好牧人。
And as we come to know Him and we have needs, we realize that He is a good shepherd.
哦，当我们有很大的需要的时候，哎呀，我们认识他是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
As we have increasing need and we have much more need of Him, then we understand that He is our good shepherd. And I shall not want.
哎呀，当我们有仇敌的攻击的时候，哦，我们经历到主耶稣帮助我得胜，他是得胜的君王。
And as we have enemies against us, then we realize that our Lord indeed is a victorious Lord.
当我感觉到缺少爱的时候，
when I feel that I have lack of love,
好像人家都不爱我了，
and that others are not loving me,
我照照镜子，自己都不爱自己了。
And as I look in the mirror, and I find that I don't even love myself.
哎呀，这个镜中人实在是面目可憎。
And looking at this face in the mirror, this face in the mirror really is something detestable.
但是感谢主，主是用永远的爱来爱我。
And yet we know that we praise the Lord that He will always eternally love us.
我就唱出一首诗歌说 ，Jesus, lover of my soul. 啊，耶稣是我灵魂的爱人。
And then I will sing the song that Jesus is the lover of my soul.
哎呀，主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
保罗用一生的年日就是要追求这个标杆。
And With all his life, he strove after this goal.
记得这句话吗？使我什么？一起说，使我认识基督。English.
That I may know Christ.
今天晚上做梦话要讲哈。
Say it in your dreams tonight.
如果我们真的认识基督，
if we truly know Christ,
我们就会彰显基督。
We will manifest him.
哎，你有没有觉得啊？有的小孩子哦，他走路很像他爸爸，有没有？
Sometimes you see children and you see that they walk just like their father.
哎，有的女儿哦，她讲话的那个姿态呀，哎，很像她妈哎。
And the little girls and they may talk and express themselves just like their mother.
对，因为更多的亲近。
Because they are close to them.
也更多的，喜欢。
And they like them.
所以自然而然就像了。
And so in a very natural way, they are like them.
就像我越老就越像我爸爸一样。
It's just like when I am getting older, I am just like my father.
就我刚才讲我儿子，我孩子说，你怎么爸爸你越老越像公公？我说我本来就是他儿子嘛。
My child said to me that I'm like my grandfather. I said, of course, because I am his son.
在腓立比书里面有一句最伟大的话，是在记第一章。
In Philippians, there's one very, very famous, very wonderful phrase in chapter 1.
第二十和二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
According to my earnest expectation and hope that I shall not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ shall even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
二十一节。
And verse 21, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
中文圣经有，英文圣经翻出来，如果死了就有益处。
And the English translation says, to die is gain.
gain 就是赚了。
That is, we'll gain something, we'll have something.
Yeah, 你看，这是一生的一个投资啊。
And this is a great lifetime investment.
有的人穷他一生的精力，爱拼这样哦，哦，拼命的努力哦，哇，拼命的读书啊，拼命的工作啊，结果得到了全世界，却赔上了自己的生命。主耶稣说，你 gain 到什么东西啊？
And in life, some people strive and strive, work extremely hard for all their lives, and then they die, and that's it. And so, what have they gained? But the Christ says, when we die, there is gain.
但是保罗告诉我们说，有一种的人生，你活着是怎么活，到你死的时候不是料，是 gain。料懂不懂？料就是赔本了，完蛋了。
So, one kind of life is that you live your life and then it's just finished. And the other kind of life is that when you live and live and then you have gain when you die.
他说，怎么样的活，活到最后死的时候就赚了呢？
And what kind of life can you live so that you live and live and then you have gain?
那就是活着就是基督。
And that's what kind of life that to live is Christ.
不是活着信基督，不但活着像基督，活着就是基督。
Not just living is to believe in Christ or to know Christ. It is to live is Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And what is living in me is not myself living, but it is Christ living in me.
我的思想是主耶稣在我里面想。
And my thoughts are Christ thinking in me.
我在外面说，是主耶稣在我里面教导我来说。
As I'm speaking from inside, it is Christ teaching me to speak.
我要的就是主要我要的。
What I want is what Christ wants me to have.
我不要的就是主要我不要的。
The things that I don't want is what Christ doesn't want me to have.
哇，我整个人生观。
My whole philosophy of life.
我整个价值观。
My whole value system.
我整个的决定取舍之间。
And all my major decisions in my life.
基督就是我的生命。
Christ is my life.
也是我的生活。
And he is my living.
感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
我活着就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
无论是生。
No matter if I live.
无论是死
or die,
都叫基督照常的显大。
That Christ may be exalted in me.
不是偶然显大。
Not that occasionally he's exalted.
哇，我们教会里面哇，听到弟兄姊妹做见证，哎呀，多少年来都不爱主，偶然爱主一次，哇，就站起来做见证，很兴奋。
Sometimes in church we have experiences where we people say that you know, all their lives they don't love the Lord, but that one little time they love the Lord and so happy they get up and give their testimony.
那是对啊，下回再做哈，不要因为我这句话误会以后，三十年不爱主，偶然爱主就不敢做了，不要这样，那不是我的意思。
It's not intention that you shouldn't keep doing this because it's good that you did that. 30 years you haven't been exalting the Lord, and now you've exalted the Lord a little bit, but keep doing that.
哦，弟兄姊妹，保罗是说照常显大。
But Paul says, as always, be exalted.
你今天早晨醒过来的时候，跟主耶稣的关系怎么样？
As you wake up this morning, what is your relationship with the Lord?
你吃早餐的时候有没有祷告啊？
And when you had your breakfast, did you pray?
祷告是谢饭还是谢主啊？
Were you thanking the food or thanking the Lord?
奇怪不奇怪？我们都说谢饭。
It's a funny thing we say. We say thank the food in Chinese.
然后要谢馒头，然后谢牛奶，然后谢面包。
We thank the bread. We thank the milk.
也当然也可以这么说了，是为面包、牛奶、这个鸡蛋啊，谢谢主。
And of course, we can say that we thank the Lord for the bread, the egg, the milk.
我们日用的饮食都是从他来的。
Because of all the things that we take and eat are from the Lord.
其实，老实说，你不谢主，早就给你吃过了，对不对？你忘记谢他，还是照样给你吃。
And indeed, even if you don't thank him, he will give these things to you.
要紧的就是叫我们有机会跟主接触一下，有机会又跟主接触一下。
The most important thing is that we have another opportunity to be close to the Lord again.
早晨又来个晨更，晚上又来个晚祷，中午，哎呦，烦不烦？怎么那么多聚会啊？
Morning devotion, evening devotion. How come there's so many meetings in a day?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
活着就是基督。
To live is Christ.
不论是生。不论是死
or die,
总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Christ may be always exalted in my body.
去年有一次文化大学团契，学生团契请我去讲道。
One time last year there was a cultural students meeting that I was invited to.
你们这边一定有校友对不对？文化大学的校友哈，你猜他们要我讲什么题目？
And do you know what the topic was that they asked me to speak on?
哎，弟兄，您举手了哈，你毕业很多年了吧？二十年有吧？
哎呀， you've graduated many years.
我是八年。我告诉你哦，你这些小学弟学妹哦，你要小心点。你猜他们要我讲什么题目？
And you're so young. Do you know what they asked me to speak on?
忠心到死。
And he said,
这是题目。
That was to be faithful unto death.
哇，我说这些小毛孩子活得不耐烦呢。
I said, these young people, they don't want to live.
哎，那么年纪轻轻想死了。
These are young people, they want to die.
孔夫子说一句话很好啊。
Confucius said one phrase that was good.
未知生焉知死。
If you don't know to live, you wouldn't know how to die.
Yeah, that's right. 所以我去了。
So I went.
我也不愿意伤害他们的感觉。
I didn't want to offend them or hurt their feelings.
我最后还是照他们的题目讲如何忠心到死。我说改个字吧，到底好一点哈。
So I said, well, maybe we could change the wording just a little bit, not faithful unto death, but faithful forever, always.
但是你知道忠心从什么时候开始吗？
But you know when faithfulness begins.
从你现在十八岁的时候开始
，and when you begin at 18，
十九岁的时候开始
，19，
有人有属灵前辈讲过一句话非常好
，spiritually our ancestors have told us，
你不懂得怎么样为主忠心而活的话
，you do not know how to be faithful unto the Lord，
你也不可能知道怎么样为主忠心而死。
you, if you don't know how to be faithful to live for the Lord, you wouldn't know how to be faithful to live for the Lord and to death.
我以前的一位师母，她三年前离开世界的时候。
I had a spiritual sister who 师母。
Yeah, my wife. Yeah,
my wife who
我以前
passed away some years ago.
我跟她夫妻三十多年。
We were husband and wife for 30 some years.
当她离开的时候，我是非常非常的伤痛。
And when she passed away, I was very sad.
但是有一句话进到我的心里。
She had one phrase that entered into my heart.
那就是在罗马书第十四章。
In Romans chapter 14, it's
我就把这句话请大家翻开来看一看。非常的好。
This is a very good phrase that I want you to be to share in.
第八节，罗马十四章第八节。
14 verse 8.
我们若活着，是为主而活。
For if we live, we live for the Lord.
若死了，是为主而死。
Or if we die, we die for the Lord.
所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
因此，基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord again, both of the dead and of the living.
当我前一位师母离世的时候，主就把这第八节的前两句话放在我的心里。
And when my wife passed away at the time, I had the Lord to place these phrases in my heart.
活是为主而活，死是为主而死。
We live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord.
有的英文圣经是这样翻译。
And some English translations say,
Live unto the Lord and die unto the Lord.
We live unto the Lord and we die unto the Lord.
我就把这两句话放在他的墓碑上。
I place these two phrases on her tombstone.
她真是为主而活。
And she indeed lived for the Lord.
直到她死，也真正是为主而死。
And when she died, she truly died for the Lord.
这样的死是什么
？What kind of death is this?
Gain. 是什么 ？Gain. Gain, 就是赚。
This kind of death is gain.
你愿意你的人生到最后你是赚了而不是赔了而不是撂了不是没了你愿意吗
Would you like your life to be indeed not when you die you just finish it's gone it's no value but to have gain
我们无论或活或死总是主的人
No matter if we live or die we are the Lord's
这是我们新的价值观
And this is our new value system
什么是成功
What indeed is,
什么是失败
？Success and what is defeat？
什么是荣耀？什么是羞辱
？What is glory and what is shame？
什么是得胜？什么是失败
？And what is indeed success and then our defeat？
哇，很多的基督徒信了耶稣，但是价值观没有改变。
A lot of people become Christians, yet their value system has not changed.
他只是宗教信仰变了一下。
That is a religious of understanding. Their religion has changed.
或者说的更白一点，他就是那个拜拜的对象换了一尊罢了。
In a very crude way, we could say that the object of their worship has now shifted.
从前拜菩萨。
They may have sort of worshiped.
从前拜孔子。
Confucius.
拜东拜西好像都不灵验。
And they just worship and worship and they didn't seem to work.
好像都不能够满足我的需求。
Doesn't seem to satisfy their needs.
后来听说耶稣还不错。
And then they hear that, well, Christ is not bad.
还不要点香，也不要拿香。
We don't have to even put up joss-sticks.
也不要拿香油钱。
And we don't have to buy these things.
也不要把膝盖跪得好痛。
And we don't have to put the kneel down our knees so that it hurts our knees.
用台湾话讲哈，
台湾文。
莫换一先看麦，莫来换一先去看麦，就是说试试看，换一尊拜一拜看看怎么样。
Maybe we can change one thing and see if just by trying that maybe the speed will change a lot.
所以他拜耶稣的时候，他就已经有一个 bottom line， 就是说耶稣啊，你要表现的比菩萨好一点哦。
So there's a condition, there's a bottom line when they come to Christ and they say, you better do better than the Buddha.
哎，我生病哦，那菩萨医不好，耶稣你要医的好哦。
I believe in Buddha and didn't heal my illness. Christ, you better heal my illness.
哎，我做生意拜菩萨不赚钱，耶稣你可是要帮忙哦。
Jesus, when I worshipped Buddha, he didn't bless me with my business. Christ, you better bless me.
我想大家很熟悉这一类的基督徒，对不对
？You know, you're familiar with these kinds of Christians.
所以你看见他信仰的情况是起起落落，什么时候起呢？金榜题名时，生意赚钱时，就啊，感谢赞美主，耶稣是又真又活的。
Their life is just up and down because when they're very successful, all these awards that they get.
Oh, 什么时候进入灵性低潮？哎呦，就是考试老考不上，开车又撞了一下，哎呀，这个病又老不好，哎呀，这个追求女朋友又追不到。耶稣啊，你到底有没有啊？
So then they get depressed when they can't get their girlfriend, their business goes to pieces, they can't get the examinations through, and they say, is there a Lord after all?
哎，到底是你信耶稣还是耶稣信你啊？
Are you a believer in Christ or is Christ a believer in you?
谁是中心啊？
Who is a faithful?
谁是主啊？
Who is the Lord?
哦，你简直把耶稣当作阿拉丁的神灯嘛。
You just consider that Jesus is like the Aladdin of the lamp of the man.
哎呀，有什么大的愿望达不到？那个灯这么擦一擦，来了个巨人说：“你去给我泡茶。”他就去了。
You just want to use your magic lamp, polish it a while, and then the genie comes out, and then you want him to go give you some tea.
如果你这样信耶稣，我保管你一件事。
If this is the way that you believe in Jesus, then I'll guarantee you.
你永远达不到标杆。
You will never reach that goal.
因为你根本没有标杆。
Because you really don't have a goal.
耶稣基督根本不是你的标杆。
Because Jesus Christ is not your goal.
耶稣基督不过是你高级的仆人罢了。
He's only your high-class servant.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们需要求主重新修订我们的价值观。
We need Christ to indeed give us a new value system.
他是主。
He is a
他是中心
He is a
他是标杆
He is a
我为他而活
I live for him.
对他先为我而死
He died for me first.
他是叫那活着的人不再为自己活
and,
乃是为他而活
so that he who lives in me is not for living for me but for living for him.
我知道这一堂是查经不是培灵会
I know that this session is a Bible study and not a revival meeting
但是我领培灵会领惯了我还是要呼召你们
This is not a revival meeting, but yet I am used to this, so I want to call you.
在结束聚这一堂聚会以前，我要请问你要不要为主而活
？And so at the end of the session, I'm going to ask you whether you want to live for Christ.
把这个主从的关系把它颠倒过来。
And so that we take this priority system and reverse it.
让主耶稣真的做你的主。
And so that He is the Lord.
做我的主。
My Lord,
做我们每个人的主
the Lord of us all.
活是为他而活
We live for him.
死是为他而死
We die for him.
活着就是基督
to live is Christ.
死了就怎么样
to die is,
大家说
die is,
G-A-I-N Gain 怎么大声一点嘛拜托嘛
a little louder.
哎，你赚都不要啊
And you don't want to gain?
哦，对你说我还没死了
So you say, well, I haven't died yet.
你现在不开始我告诉你你到有一天忽然间走了你来不及啊
If you don't begin now, when the time comes, you'll be too late.
哎，我们大家来说这两句话。我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。我们把它改一下，我死了就赚了，好不好？再来一遍，来。我活着就是基督，我死了就赚了 ，gain。感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
哎，谁赚谁啊？
Who gained?
你赚什么
？What did you gain?
赚很多存款呢，很多房地产呢，很多汽车嘛，这些吗
？A lot of finance, benefits, lots of cash, property.
乃是让基督得着我们。
No, but that Christ has obtained.
我们要更多得着他。
And we obtain Him more.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
我们需要把这个主宰权重新设定。
And so we want the sovereignty, his ownership, in order to re-establish it.
你心中的主到底是谁？
And who indeed is your the Lord, the owner of you?
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
请曾医师带我们说用中文祷告一下。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，在这个地方我们听到你的信息，知道你真的是要我们在生活上活着是为你死也有益处。我们知道天父你爱我们是多么的爱我们，我们今天这么多人在这里，我们重新在听到你的话语，重新受到激励。现在天父真的是使我们不单是听了你的话语，真的是能够在我们生命上有得大的改变，真的是能够影响我们一生，我们的价值观，我们对你的态度，我们的志愿，最重要的我们前面的路，我们的标杆，我们天父真的是给我们有一个目标，有一个标杆直跑，不是只是在这里听听这里的话，但是天真的是能够感动我们每个人的心。我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿们。现在请所有真的愿意接受耶稣基督做我们心中的主，做我们人生的主的弟兄姊妹，请你举起右手，我带你祷告。
If you want to be striving for the Lord, that you want the Lord to be the Lord of your life, live for the Lord, raise your right hand.
不管你从前觉知过还是今天才第一次，都请你向主表示。
If you have done this before or just do this today, we want you to express it today.
我说一句，请你跟我说一句。
Say it and you follow after me.
暂时不要英文翻译了哈，主耶稣，我心尊你为大。我过去不够认识你，更不够尊重你，并没有真的把你当作主。求主赦免我，我今天举起手来，向神向人向天使向魔鬼宣告，耶稣是我的主，我愿意为你而活，有一天为你而死。我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。主啊，我羡慕这样的人生，我要向这个标杆直跑。求主成全我的心愿，在每一件大小的事上都帮助我，教导我，调整我，改正我，叫我真是行在其中。我恭敬祷告，自己不配，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。